welcome to the Practical NLP Podcast with me, Andy Smith. Catch up on previous episodes at nlppod.com. Let's talk a little bit about leading with NLP. So how can NLP help you become a better leader? It's very tempting to say all of the above. You can use everything that you've learned through the podcast episodes leading up to this one to lead better in one context or another. Think about it now. What are the most important things that you've learned from NLP so far that will help you be a better leader? I want to highlight a couple of things that we've touched on before, and as you consider them again, I wonder what new and additional learnings will come to you. Firstly, the importance of congruence, integrity in a leader. When you heal any internal conflicts or dilemmas you might have had, you become more effective as a leader. With parts integration and getting all the levels of change in alignment, you now have ways of doing that. Mahatma Gandhi said, "You must be the change you wish to see in the world." In other words, the most effective form of leading is leading by example. Since what others see of your leadership is the result not just of your conscious intentions, but also your unconscious actions, the more aligned you are within, the more effective you will be at getting the results you want in the world around you. Secondly, remember your effect on the emotional climate of your team or your business. As we said way back when we learned about pacing and leading, the leader of a team has more effect than anyone else on its emotional climate because, in times of uncertainty, people look to the leader for clues as to how they should behave. You don't just lead by example when you're physically present. Even the stories that people hear about you can affect their behavior, for good or ill. Let's take blaming others as an example of the kind of behavior that can be influenced. A study by the University of Southern California's Nathaniel Fast and Stanford's Larissa Tiedens asked people to read a report about the 2005 ballot defeat of Governor Schwarzenegger's efforts to reshape the state government of California. In one version of the report, the governor blamed special interests for the defeat, while in another version, he took full responsibility. The researchers then asked the participants to write a short essay to explain a time in their lives when they'd failed. The participants who'd read the article about Schwarzenegger blaming special interests blamed others twice as much for their own personal failures. Repeating the experiment with blaming and non-blaming versions of other articles about failures gave a similar result. Let's be clear about this. Arnie wasn't their immediate boss. He was just a leader that the study participants read about. How much more influence is what you say and do going to have on the people who report to you? So remember what you can do to improve the emotional climate of your team. First of all, lead by example. Keep yourself in a resourceful state using anchoring, submodalities, and all the other state management tools you've learned whenever you need to. A resonant leader creates a positive mood throughout the organization, their example encouraging everyone to contribute their best efforts. A dissonant leader who engenders a climate of anxiety and doubt through undermining people, through outbursts of anger, or a consistently glum outlook acts as a brake on the performance of the whole organization. It's okay to show emotion. The more expressive the leader in facial expression, voice tone, and gesture, the more influence he or she will have on the overall emotional climate. Inexpressive, stone-faced, monotone bosses create an emotional power vacuum that a more junior but more expressive team member can step into and become the emotional team leader. Even if you're not the boss, you can still have a positive influence on the emotional climate. If your boss has left an emotional power vacuum, it's even more important that you maintain yourself in a positive state. This will resonate with your colleagues and influence them to feel and perform better. Finally, the most effective leaders are those who can communicate a vision that inspires people and resonates with their values. In the next podcast, we'll find out how to elicit values and set goals that are truly compelling. That's it for this week's podcast. Remember, you can see the show notes for this episode at nlppod.com, and you can download back episodes you may have missed from the online store at webstore.nlppod.com. See you next time.